Manny Pacheco, and holiday greetings from your friends at Forgotten Hollywood. I've written an award-winning paperback that tells America's story through the character actors of Hollywood's golden age. Joining me today is the radio columnist from the Orange County Register and my good friend Gary Lycan with his weekly On the Backlot report and a pinch of mistletoe. Today we're celebrating an early Christmas, and Hollywood has always wanted to wish you the jolliest holiday wishes through the voices of Bing Crosby, Gene Autry, Rosemary Clooney, Judy Garland, and others. So why not offer decorations and gifts in our own unique way by celebrating the sounds of the season provided by Tinseltown? We begin from an unlikely source, the soundtrack of the theater classic MAME. The musical is based on the 1955 novel Anti-Mame, written by Patrick Dennis. The book inspired a 1956 play and the 1958 Warner Brothers film with Rosalind Russell. She received a Golden Globe and was nominated for an Oscar for her portrayal. Jerome Lawrence and Jerry Herman added music and lyrics in 1966 for the Broadway version, which starred Angela Lansbury. One of their tunes eventually became a winter classic. And why not? We need a little Christmas on Forgotten Hollywood.
Out the holly, put up the tree before my spirit falls again. Fill up the stocking, I may be rushing things, but deck the halls again now. For we need a little Christmas right this very minute. Candles in the window, carols at the spinet. Yes, we need a little Christmas right this very minute. It hasn't snowed a single flurry, but Santa dear, we're in a hurry. So climb down the chimney, put up the brightest string of lights I've ever seen. Slice up the fruitcake, it's time we hung some tinsel on that evergreen bough. For I've grown a little leaner, grown a little colder, grown a little sadder, grown a little older, and I need a little angel sitting on my shoulder. Need a little Christmas now. Call out the holly, haven't I taught you well to live each living day?
Fill up the stocking,
what have you made?
It's 1 week past Thanksgiving Day now.
But we need a little Christmas right this very minute. Candles in the window, carols at the spinet. Yes, we need a little Christmas right this very minute.
It hasn't snowed a single flurry, but Santa dear, we're in a hurry.
So climb down the chimney. It's been a long time since I've got good neighborly.
Slice up the fruitcake, it's time we hung some tinsel on that bayberry bough. For we need a little music, need a little laughter, need a little singing, ringing through the rafter. And we need a little stuffy, happy ever after, need a little Christmas now.
That's the incomparable Angela Lansbury, on Forgotten Hollywood. Lucille Ball was cast in the 1974 screen version of the musical. Robert Preston and Bea Arthur joined her in this disappointing adaptation. No one has had more Christmas classics than Bing Crosby. He's sold an amazing amount of records and appeared in more holiday films than anyone during Hollywood's golden age. Irving Berlin composed many of his hits, providing the scores for 1942's Holiday Inn and 1954's White Christmas. What's funny about White Christmas, the song, Crosby was lukewarm about singing the perennial classic after he heard it at a party in 1941. In fact, Berlin wrote the tune back in 1935 while on the set of Top Hat. It was Fred Astaire who recommended Bing sing it 7 years later because Fred loved the melody. Go figure. The Recording Industry Association of America ranked Crosby's version as the second most popular song of the 20th century, behind Over the Rainbow. Over 50 million copies have been sold worldwide. By the way, when the motion picture White Christmas was released in 1954, most of the numbers performed by Bing, Danny Kaye, Rosemary Clooney, and Vera Ellen were non-holiday standards. Let's take a moment to honor the work of Bing Crosby and friends on Forgotten Hollywood.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas with every card I write. May your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be
and lift a spade of snow.
Snow. To see a great big man entirely made of snow.
Snow. Where is it's snowing all winter through, that's where I want to be.
Snowball throwing, that's what I'll do. How I'm longing to ski through the snow.
Those glistening houses that seem to be built of snow.
Snow. To see a mountain covered with a quilt of snow. What is Christmas with no snow?
No white Christmas with no,
no
snow.
Snow, snow, snow. I'll soon be there with snow. I'll wash my hair with snow.
And with a spade of snow, I'll build a man that's made of snow. I'd love to stay up with you, but I recommend a little shut-eye, go to sleep and dream of snow.
Snow, snow,
snow, snow.
A complete review of the film White Christmas that appears on my website at ForgottenHollywood.com.
I really can't stay.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go
but
away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has
been hoping that you drop
so
in.
Nice.
I'll hold your hands, they're just like
my
ice.
My mother will start to
beautiful, what's your
father
mind?
Will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace
so
roar.
Really, I'd better
beautiful,
hurry.
Please don't
well,
hurry.
Maybe just a half a drink.
Put
more.
Some records on while I
the
pour.
Neighbors might
baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this
no
drink?
Cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew
your eyes are like starlight
to
now.
Break this spell.
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks swell.
I'll have to say no, no.
Mind
no,
if I move in closer?
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Well, baby, don't hold out. Baby, it's cold outside.
I simply must go.
But baby, it's cold outside.
The answer is no.
But baby, it's cold outside.
The welcome has
how
been
lucky that you dropped
so
in.
Nice and warm.
Look out the window at the storm.
My sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look
my
delicious.
My brother will be there at the door.
Waves upon the tropical shore.
My maiden aunt's mind is vicious.
Gosh, your lips are delicious.
Or maybe just a cigarette more.
Never such a blizzard before.
I've gotta get home.
But baby, you'd freeze out there.
Say, lend me a coat.
It's up to your knees out there.
You've really been
I
grand.
Thrill when you touch my
but
hand.
Don't you see?
How can you do this thing to
there's
me?
There's bound to be talk tomorrow.
Think of my lifelong
at
sorrow.
At least there will be plenty in
plot. If you caught pneumonia and
I really can't stay.
Get over that old doubt. Baby, it's cold. Baby, it's cold outside.
Martin with the 1949 Oscar winner from Neptune's Daughter, I'm Manny Pacheco. No one was more unlikely to deliver Christmas classics than a member of the Country Music and Nashville Halls of Fame. However, not only did Gene Autry write Here Comes Santa Claus, but he performed arguably two of the finest holiday children's classics when he decided to sing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer in 1949 and Frosty the Snowman the next year. Rudolph first appeared in a 1939 booklet written by Robert L. May and published by Montgomery Ward, the department store. Autry's version has sold over 25 million copies internationally. The reindeer made his television debut on NBC in 1964 in a stop-motion animated special. Burl Ives would debut A Holly Jolly Christmas in this delightful program. Frosty the Snowman cemented Autry's affiliation with the season. An animated production was created in 1969 and featured the voices of Jimmy Durante and Jackie Mason. Let's enjoy the unique storytelling quality of the singing cowboy on Forgotten Hollywood.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history. And say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Happy birthday!
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal.
Frosty the Snowman is a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the children know how he came to life one day.
There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found. Oh, when they placed it on his head, he began to dance around.
Frosty the Snowman was alive as he could be, and the children say he could laugh and play just the same as you and me. Frosty the Snowman knew the sun was hot that day, so he said, let's run and we'll have some fun now before I melt away.
Down to the village with a broomstick in his hand, running here and there all around the square, saying, catch me if you can. Look at that frosty goat.
Thumpity, thump, thump, thumpity, thump, thump.
Over the hills of snow, Frosty the Snowman was a jolly happy soul. With a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal.
Frosty the Snowman had to hurry on his way.
But he waved goodbye saying, don't you cry.
I'll be back on Christmas Day.
You're tuned to our special holiday edition of Forgotten Hollywood. Manny Claus here, spinning a few tales while you trim your tree. You know, there's another member of country music's Hall of Fame who appeared in a film-adapted Broadway gem and performed a seasonal tune, which has since become a classic. The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas.
Can I say that?
Oh, okay. Toured the U.S. in 1979 with Alexis Smith in the lead. Dolly Parton was cast in the same part in the 1982 motion picture. Her version of Hard Candy Christmas became a bona fide hit, reaching the top 10 in the U.S. country charts. This is Forgotten Hollywood.
Hey, maybe I'll dye my hair. Maybe I'll move somewhere. Maybe I'll get a car. Maybe I'll drive so far. Me, I'll bounce right back. Maybe I'll sleep real late. Maybe I'll lose some weight. Maybe I'll clear my junk. Maybe I'll just get drunk on apple wine. Me, I'll be just fine.
Chipmunks, ready to sing your song?
I'll sing, Don. Yeah, let's sing it now.
Okay, Simon.
Okay.
Okay, Theodore.
Okay.
Okay, Alvin. Alvin.
Baby.
fellas, get ready. That was very good, Simon.
Naturally.
Very good, Theodore. Alvin, you were a little flat. Watch it, Alvin. Alvin. Alvin! Boys.
Let's sing it again.
Enough. Let's not overdo it.
Ross Bagdasarian had wonderful ties to Christmas and Hollywood. He originally wrote Come On to My House for Rosemary Clooney in 1951. Clooney would go on to star in White Christmas. Ross also had minor roles in Rear Window, Stalag 17, The Greatest Show on Earth, and Viva Sabata. His alter ego, David Seville, his nom de plume, as it were, composed the biggest-selling song of 1958, The Chipmunk Song. This ditty was featured on Dick Clark's American Bandstand, and the hit tune directly led to a weekly children's Saturday morning show in the early 1960s. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, television specials become popular holiday fare. Manny Pacheco here. Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History, and Son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History shares Americana through the eyes of actors who appear under the titles of such iconic movies such as The Wizard of Oz.
That's a horse of a different color. Come on in.
Casablanca.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
And It's a Wonderful Life.
A discontented, lazy rabble instead of a thrifty working class.
Son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History was recently a 2013 gold medal recipient from the Reader's Favorite Book Awards, complete with a star-studded ceremony in Miami. You can purchase the entire Forgotten Hollywood book series on Amazon and at independent bookstores, and you can download the first paperback to your virtual library as an ebook for your Kindle, Nook, or on your favorite e-reader through Apple. The Forgotten Hollywood book series is a perfect gift. I invite you to visit ForgottenHollywood.com and pick up a copy of these books today. This is Forgotten Hollywood's Christmas special, and I'm everyone's favorite radio elf, Manny Pacheco. A Charlie Brown Christmas was a primetime animated television special based upon the comic strip Peanuts, created by Charles M. Schulz. It was produced and directed by former Warner Brothers animator Bill Melendez, who also provided the interpretive voice for Snoopy. Initially sponsored by Coca-Cola, the special debuted on CBS in 1965 and has aired during the Christmas season every year since. The original special received an Emmy and Peabody Award. On a personal note, I went to elementary school with the tot who played Linus, Christopher Shea. He was a childhood friend. The musical score created by Vince Guaraldi has taken on a life of its own thanks to updated versions by Dave Koz and others. Forgotten Hollywood remembers the celebrated works of Charles M. Schulz, Bill Melendez, and Vince Guaraldi.
Golden time.
come out in the First World War. The bloody Red Baron was flying once more. The Allied command ignored all of its men and called on Snoopy to do it again. Was the night before Christmas, 40 below, when Snoopy went up in search of his foe. Despite the Red Baron, fiercely they fought. With ice on his wings, Snoopy knew he was caught. Christmas bells, those Christmas bells, rang up from the land, asking peace of all the world and goodwill to man. The Baron had Snoopy dead in his sights. He reached for the trigger to pull it up tight. Why he didn't shoot, well, we'll never know. Or was it the bells from the village below? Christmas bells, those Christmas bells, ringing through the land, bringing peace to all the world and goodwill to man. The Baron made Snoopy fly to the Rhine and forced him to land behind the enemy lines. Snoopy was certain that this was the end when the Baron cried out,
Merry Christmas, my friend!
The Baron then offered a holiday toast, and Snoopy, our hero, saluted his host. And then with a roar, they were both on their way, each knowing they'd meet on some other day. Christmas bells, those Christmas bells, ringing through the land, bringing peace to all the world and goodwill to man. Christmas bells, those Christmas bells, ringing through the land, bringing peace to all the world and goodwill to man. Christmas
bells. Welcome back to Forgotten Hollywood. Snoopy's Christmas was a follow-up tune to Snoopy and the Red Baron by the Royal Guardsmen, a pop group of the 1960s. It reached number one on New Zealand's top 40 charts in 1967 and remains an anthem for the country. In 1966, famed animator Chuck Jones employed the voices of Thurl Ravenscroft and film legend Boris Karloff to create a television interpretation of Dr. Seuss's How the Grinch Stole Christmas. This cartoon was created to appeal to children, but has since become a favorite among adults who enjoy the good doctor's sense of humor. And it's a dark sense of humor indeed. MGM released the soundtrack with a score that met with the approval of Seuss. To me, the holidays don't begin until I get to enjoy this 27-minute special. Let's listen in on Forgotten Hollywood.
Christmas, Fahu Ramus.
Welcome, Christmas, Dahu Dahu.
mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole. You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch. You have termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch. Given the choice between the two of you, I'd take the seasick crocodile. You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You're a nasty, wasty skunk. Your heart is full of unwashed socks. Your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch. The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stank, stunk. You're a rotter, Mr. Grinch. You're the king of sinful sots. Your heart's a dead tomato splotched with moldy purple spots, Mr. Grinch. Your soul is an appalling dump heap, overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of deplorable rubbish imaginable, mangled up in tangled up knots. You nauseate me, Mr. Grinch, with a nauseous super nos. You're a crooked jerky jockey, and you drive a crooked hoss, Mr. Grinch. You're a three-decker sauerkraut and toadstool sandwich with arsenic sauce.
I'm Manny Pacheco, focusing on the diabolical creation of Theodore Geisel, better known as Dr. Seuss. In 2000, Ron Howard decided to create a full-length film with Jim Carrey playing the Grinch. Little did Howard know he would create the most successful holiday picture of all time, grossing over $345 million worldwide. The critical reviews were mixed, however. Mariah Carey wrote the ending theme and, for some strange reason, offered the tune to Faith Hill. Either way, it's a highlight, and we have it for you on Forgotten Hollywood.
Where are you, Christmas? Why can't I find you? Why have you gone away? Where is the laughter you used to bring me? Why can't I hear music play? My world is changing. I'm rearranging. Does that mean Christmas changes too? Oh. Thank you.
with love.
Hi, I'm Gary Lycan, and welcome to our On the Backlot Report. This week, I'm sneaking into Santa's bag of goodies. And wow, the first gift I find is a copy of Stan Freberg's Green Christmas. Now, many of you may remember Freberg as the voice and puppeteer for Cecil the Seasick Sea Serpent and Dishonest John on TV's Time for Beanie. But Freberg is a multiple talent, and he loved to do satire, especially aiming it at the advertising industry. So in 1958, he recorded Green Christmas, a scathing indictment of the over-commercialization of the holiday, in which sober reminders went out that we should remember whose birthday we're celebrating. Released originally on 45 RPM discs, the satire ended abruptly with a rendition of Jingle Bells, punctuated by cash register sounds. Well, Freberg's latest release, by the way, includes his wife, Hunter. It is called Songs in the Key of Freberg, Songs About Life. And it's a delightful CD that you can order at Amazon.com. Now, it's time to test your movie trivia about Christmas films. Manny and Steve, feel free. I'll ring the bell. Chime in whenever you have an answer. Here we go. In the Polar Express movie, what is the first gift of Christmas?
A bell and Santa's sleigh.
You're right. Very good. Now this one Manny should know. What is the name of the rabbit in the magic hat in Frosty the Snowman?
Hocus Pocus? I don't know.
Yeah, right. Good. Manny got one. Score one for Manny. We'll get there. Now here's one that everybody out there should know. How much did Lucy charge for a psychiatric session in A Charlie Brown's Christmas?
5 cents, please.
Very good. Another winner here. What was the most likely reason the Grinch hated Christmas?
His heart was too small.
My gosh, you have seen that one after all.
Yes,
we got some winners here. Here's another very easy one for you. Everybody should know this. In It's a Wonderful Life, what happened every time a bell rang?
An angel get its wings.
Yes. Yes. Manny scores again. Now, here's one that you probably will not know, but it's a movie one. In It's a Wonderful Life, what movie was playing at the theater in Bedford Falls?
The Bells of St. Mary with Bing Crosby and Ingrid Bergman.
Oh, you're right. You get a bonus for mentioning Bing Crosby. In The Bishop's Wife, what was the name of the angel?
Oh, the name of... it was Cary Grant played him, I know that.
Dudley,
that's right.
You should remember that for Dudley Do-Right.
That's know? Right. Are we done with questions now?
That's what we do on this show every week, Dudley Do-Right. Okay, one more question. In the animated version of Frosty the Snowman, what are Frosty's first words on coming to life?
Is this question and answer over yet?
Oh, I've got problems here. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. All right. Well, Manny, I know I can slay you with more trivia. Slay you with more trivia. Did you get that? But now it's time to hop into Santa's kitchen where I see a very, wow, she's cute, a little cute elf pouring eggnog. Merry Christmas to all and to all a good night. I'm off to the kitchen where my cute elf and I will soon be out of sight. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle bells.
Thank you, Mr. Gary Lycan. You've earned your glass of nog. And to our producer, Steve Guzman, you're the perfect stocking stuffer. I thought we'd end with a wonderful song performed by Judy Garland in the 1944 movie Meet Me in St. Louis. Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas was recently voted as the third most performed holiday tune by ASCAP. Garland's version, which was released by Decca Records, became popular among U.S. troops serving during World War II. Her wartime rendition at the Hollywood Canteen brought many soldiers to tears. Join us next time for another edition of Forgotten Hollywood. And remember, let's never forget. I'm Manny Pacheco. Oh, and once again, happy holidays to you and yours.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year all our troubles
To see ba-rum-pa-bum-bum. Our finest gifts we bring ba-rum-pa-bum-bum, rum-pa-bum-bum, rum-pa-bum-bum.
Peace on earth, can it be? And years from now, perhaps we'll see.
Our
see the day
we bring
of glory.
See the day when
men of the living needs of living peace away.
So
peace on earth
when we come. Every child must be made. Every child must be made to care enough for his fellow man to give all the love that he can.
I pray my wish will come true.
As
for my child and your child too,
we'll
see the day of glory.
I play my
day
for him
when men of goodwill live in peace, live in peace again.
Then
peace on earth. Can it be? Can it be?
It's a pretty thing, isn't it?